Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So good day, y'all. Happy Monday. This is Good Mood Monday with Miss Lex. You know, thank you for tuning in. And it's time to get in a good mood, y'all. It's time to be grateful. It's time to be thankful because you are not who you were yesterday. I'm not here for those that have itching ears. I'm here to give you the reality of where we are in today's world. And in today's world, we got to get in our word. If you want to survive this journey, if you want to make it through the days that we live in today, and if you want to be able to avoid the traps of the distractions that are set before us, it's time to get in your word. And we talking about gratitude. Gratitude is very important. It is so important to have a grateful heart. It is so important to be able to give thanks regardless. It don't matter what it look like, because if you say that you trust the plans that the Most High has for your life, then the only way to show that you trust the plans that He has for your life is to give thanks and to stop worrying about everybody else. It's one thing to have a caring heart and to be there for one another. However, it's also a tragedy when we can't show love or have a heart of gratitude. And we got to start doing better with that, y'all. I'm guilty too. It's time for us to stop thinking that it's not enough at the table for everyone. It's time for us to really start getting in our word and becoming who God has created us to be. Because He said it, that we are supposed to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So that means don't move silly. That means walk in wisdom. However, we can still be, you know, harmless as doves. But in order to be harmless as doves, we gotta have a heart that has a harmless as dove condition. So today I definitely inspire you to get in your word and to have a grateful heart, because in Proverbs, where is it? Let me pull it back up. No, it's not Proverbs. It's Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, you know, on this Good Mood Monday, we must remember the word. We must get in the word, because His word teaches us to be thankful. His word teaches us that as we are giving thanks, He will give us that peace that passeth all understanding. So in order for you to need the peace that passeth all understanding, that means that something's already not peaceful. You know, we always forget the polarity of the positive, which is the negative of a thing, because everything has a positive and a negative, because that is how life is. That's how Christ, you know, that's how God created it, in other words. But I'm not going to be on here much longer, but I did want to inspire you as I piggyback off of the conversations with Mom that we had yesterday, that we must have a grateful heart. We must give thanks at all times. We must, you know, not forget we must not forget where we come from, because a lot of us are not where we were years ago. We are an answered prayer. We are walking in the shoes that we never thought we would fit. So I pray that you be inspired today. Don't give up. You have come way too far. God has given you way too much for you to be like, oh, it's too hard, I can't do this no more. Nah, the fire is a part of the sharpening. Think about how glass and how diamonds, think about the roughest material is molded and shaped through fire. So I inspire you that, I mean, and I'm thinking of like gold, you know, gold be liquid, and then you add the fire and the heat and you can melt it to mold it. And that's why I say that don't stop, you know, building your masterpiece or becoming who God has created you to become, because it's getting hard. Okay. So It's supposed to be hard, because if it weren't hard, then you probably wouldn't be humble enough to handle it. I mean, and that's just being honest. I can speak for my people because I'm Black. And, you know, we can be real extra. We get the big head off of anything. Why? Because we've dealt with so much trauma. Why? Because we've dealt with so much, you know, manipulation within our culture. Anything that looks good, we will attach ourselves to it. And then we will, you know, start acting like we've arrived, when that's just the beginning of where the Most High is taking you. And if he can't trust you with a little, how he gonna give you more? Who is that for today? I know some of my conversations you may not want to hear. However, you know, hearing those things that hurt is healing. Because everybody not going to tell you that, because everybody want to keep you in the bucket. If they in the bucket, they want you in the bucket. So how they going to celebrate you? So it's time to make this thing personal. And I do apologize if I sound kind of exhausted in this conversation. I'm going to give you a backdrop. I recorded this conversation already. This is the second time, but it deleted. So I'm now trying to recover from that. But I know that this message is for somebody today, because whenever that happens, that's when a major breakthrough happens, you know, when it's a conflict for the message to come out. So that's why I'm just like, you know what? I ain't gonna stunt that. I'm gonna keep going, but I'm a little tired because that conversation was at least like 15, 20 minutes. So I want to give you this gratitude today, because I'm thankful. I'm excited for the things that the Most High is doing. I can't wait to see you ladies in the room. I can't wait to hear your testimonies from now to then, because we definitely going to do all that. So I'm so thankful to see you guys in the room. And that's going to be in Mississippi. That's going to be Jackson, Mississippi, on May 11th. That's Saturday. It's a Mother's Day brunch. If you got to bring the kids, bring the kids. If they under 10, they free, you know, but you got to make sure your kids sit down, because we want to experience this day. Obviously, we prefer no children. However, we don't want that to stop you either, okay? Because the brunch is for you. It's to celebrate you being an amazing mom. And, you know, we're really excited about this. And we're going to come together to heal so that you can have a fantastic 2024. You said it on January 1st that you want more in 2024. But as soon as January 1st was over, life got the life in and you started bugging out. But we here, sis. It's time to come back. It's time to get it together. Like I always share, we ain't broke over here. We just broken sometimes. So let's win together in 2024. Be in the room. That is our annual Mother's Day brunch. It's coming to Mississippi. So look forward to much more information to come, because that's just during the day. So the thing is, if you bring the kids and they come during the day, nighttime, you're on your own. They can't come to the next thing. They can't come to that. But more information to come. So I definitely look forward to seeing you ladies in the room. But until then, start having a grateful heart. Start waking up every morning saying, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you for giving me another day to get it right. Forgive me of where I've fallen short. Teach me how to forgive those that, you know, have trespassed against me, you know, so that you can forgive me. So we got to forgive people. We can't hold on to that. That's why if you start praying for people instead of talking about people, the Most High will start changing your heart. I know it's easier said than done, because people can be very extra. People can really tip you over, take advantage of you, and still think that you're supposed to be cool. But when you trust God and your ways are not his ways are not our ways, it's easy for you to pray for that person. Why? Because your heart in the right place. You know you ain't done nothing to them and they being extra. So if that be the case, then cast thy cares on the Most High. Be like, Father, that thing hurt. I don't appreciate it, but I'm going to give it to you. Why? Because that's what he said, dude. Why? Because he loves us enough to know what's going to work out for our good. Ugh, that thing might hurt a little bit at the beginning. I know that noise was too much, but I got excited because I felt that thing. That might have been for me on the replay. If it's for you today, sis, make sure you share, like this message, and get the word out, because it's time for us to win together. It is enough room at the table. We are too talented of a people to act like only one person can arrive. That don't make sense. Obviously, we got one king. You know, I was studying the book of Samuel over the weekend, but I watched it in a movie form, Lady V and I, and we realized that the people, you know, the people, even though we've read the story before, but to see it, to watch it, it was pretty cool, because that's what separated Israel, is that the people wanted a king. When the people were led by the Ruach HaKodesh through the prophets, but because the other nations had kings, they wanted to have a king. So now God already sent his son, who was, you know, Jesus Christ. Most of you know him, and I call him Yeshua, but that he was sent so that we could have a king. And we now have that, and we have all of that, and we still act as if it's not enough room at the table for us all to be amazing. And that's where I kind of mixed up what I was saying right there, because a car came by and a deer was running across the street. I'm in the country. But I just say all of that to say that we already have that king. So we have Christ. So we can all be great. He died for us to all be great. God allowed, you know, our sins to be forgiven. So stop acting like you better than somebody else because you've been great in this area. Celebrate them where they're great. But in order for you to be able to celebrate somebody else's greatness, you got to get your heart in the condition with a grateful heart. And in order to have a grateful heart every day, you got to get up and be grateful. It's that simple. I pause for a second so you can think about that thing. And if it hurt a little bit because you be waking up being ungrateful and you be complaining about what you don't have instead of being thankful for what you have, it's time to heal. It's time to let those things go. And it's time to be sure that you get in your rightful place with your creator. Get in your word today, okay? And I'm about to get up off of here. I got some things to get done. But in the meantime, make sure you visit howbaddoi.com if you need some personal development training or teaching or whatever. And I am working on some stuff. I did take down some other stuff. But yeah, the website is being worked on. So it's going to be a lot of new stuff popping up. And of course, you know, be in the room. The tickets will go on sale on Valentine's Day 2024. So be in the room. And I look forward to seeing you. If you can't make it to that one, also look out for the next couple of cities we're going to be coming to. Because we on the way. Why? Because it's time for us to build better relationships with women, ladies. It's time for us to stop thinking that everybody is your competition. Everybody is the problem. Because the women in the Bible, they didn't operate like that. They definitely loved each other. They definitely showed each other compassion. They weren't trying to be men. You know, the way men operate is totally different than women. So we got to start getting in our word and understanding that building these great relationships, it's awesome. And it's okay. It's okay to celebrate your sister. It's okay to celebrate, you know, another woman and their accomplishments without thinking that you're trying to get something from them. You know, and we got to talk about that. I'm okay with talking about it. Why? Because I deal with a lot of women, and a lot of women's common denominator be issues with not getting support, with not getting, you know, love from the very women that they thought were loving them. Now, of course, there's always a caveat where once God shows you who a person is, you got to get away. But everybody is not going to be bad. Everybody is not going to be out to, you know, break you down. You do have purpose people that you walk around with or that you run into, and they've been put in your life for that season. So don't neglect those people because you didn't dealt with past pain that you ain't healed from. Okay? That this is not where this conversation is was supposed to go, but obviously that was for you today. And, you know, I thank you guys for listening thus far, and we look forward again to seeing you in the room, we being Lady V and I, which is my mom, and we're going to have a blast that weekend. Mother's Day in Jackson, Mississippi about to be lit, okay? So I'm excited. Shout out to the Legacy Magazine, Mississippi. Please feel free to visit her website. All information, all booking and everything that she offers is on that website. It is beautiful. Get your magazine today. So excited about life right now. And I want you to get excited too. And yes, don't be distracted by what we watched yesterday. Those of you that did watch the Super Bowl, the halftime show and all that. Yeah, that was fun. But it's time to get focused now. It's time to focus on your purpose. It's time to not be distracted by the things that are set to distract us. It's time to no gossip, like I keep saying, because y'all got to stop gossiping. So what about her? So what about him? Okay, well, what about your life? Let's pray for them and let's stay focused. We can't get the time we just spent back. Okay? So I love y'all, and today will be a great day on purpose. Make sure you declare that out your own mouth. Say it, you know, get it out. Why? Because you're too blessed to be stressed. It's time out for that. It's time out for the complaining. I get it. I get moody at times. I'm a whole Sagittarius out these streets, so I definitely get in my mood, but I have to shake that thing because that ain't nothing but a weapon that the enemy trying to form, and I know it ain't going to prosper, so I got to shake that thing. If that's you today, shake that thing, okay? I don't get on here and be like, oh, you don't know because you got this. You don't know what I have. I don't share all my struggles because I don't want you being distracted by my struggles. Sometimes I share the testimony. However, I'm here to motivate you to get in your rightful place with the Creator. That's it. I'm going to tell you the thing that might ouch. Why? Because I love you. Some other people, they love you, but they just gonna tell you anything because they want you to be out here looking like a fool. But anyway, I hope, again, you make this the best day of your life. Smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. Everybody can't smile. Pray for the person in front of you. Pray for the person behind you, depending on whether you're in the car or in the store. Prayer may change and or save their life that day because prayer still works. So again, I love you guys. Make sure you follow Miss Alexis on all social media platforms where my name can be found. And until then, I see you in the comments. Love y'all. Good day.